This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named April Lopard, APRIL LOPART, date of birth 01/11/1974, date of appointment July 1st, 2025, requesting physician Kelly Viscosi, KELLYVISCO, SIPA. Dear Kelly Viscosi, I have the pleasure of seeing April Lopard today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 51-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having headache and neck pain for the last 10 years. 1 year ago, starting burning in the feet, headache is couple of times per month, back of the head, sharp, steady pain, no nausea, no vomiting, sometime with photophobia and with phonophobia, sometime dizziness, no visual phenomena, duloxetine and meloxicam helps her. Her pain comes from the neck and goes to the left arm. Left arm is numb, tingly and weak. No backache. Feet have burning pain, numbness, tingling. At night they are bad. Walking okay. Once in a while feeling creeping, crawling sensation. He was seen by the another neurologist, Dr. Zoltay, Zoltay, EMG of the lower extremities, done, which shows EMG of the lower extremities done on 4/1/2025 showed evidence of a mild right-sided peroneal motor and moderate right-sided sural sensory nerve, predominantly axonal peripheral neuropathy. She used gabapentin in the past, which made her worse. She is going to see the orthopedic doctor for back and neck problem. Blood test done, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, which is normal. Past medical history, mood disorder, hypersomnia, neck pain, headache, gastroduodenitis, dizziness, diverticular disease of the colon, sleep issue, tobacco dependence, insomnia, pre-diabetic, degeneration of the intervertebral disc in the C spine, degenerative disc disease, hyperlipidemia, depression, restless leg syndrome, GERD, past surgical ST tubal ligation, tooth extraction, partial hysterectomy, allergy, lansoprazole, medication, cholecalciferol, cyclobenzaprine, duloxetine, azetamipe, melatonin, meloxicam, rizobestatin, social history, smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day, seldom drink alcohol, she lives at home, does not work, she is married, lives with the husband, have 2 children, family history, mother alive with heart problem and diabetes, father alive, heart problem, neuropathy, one sister deceased in burning house. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having headache, lightheaded and numbness, tingling, joint pain, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 51-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, cervical radiculopathy. Number 5, migraine. Number 6, restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the blood test including iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, RA factor, ANA, double standard DNA. I also would like to order EMG of the upper extremities. EMG of the lower extremities already done. If this test will not give any answer, then I will order MRI of the C-spine and MRI of the LS spine. But patient is going to see the orthopedic surgeon. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done.